so unacknowledged wonders of the world. You are about to witness the eighth.
Your attention, everyone.
All this is regrettable, but there's no cause for alarm.
That's right. Back with the Regrettable Podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Massey. Of course, with me, both excellent co-hosts, the legendary Jay Lindley. How are you, sir?
What's up, homie?
And, of course, my brother, Patrick Massey. That's what they used to call him.
Yep.
Most regrettable.
This episode is brought to you by one of my favorite people ever. It's Laura Lindley, attorney at law in downtown Dequeen, licensed in Arkansas and Oklahoma. She can handle many of your legal needs, divorce, custody, land deeds, you name it. And if she can't perform the legal task you need, she will refer you to the best person for the job. Give her a call today at 870-642-4462 or stop by. She's on the north side of the courthouse, on the square in historic downtown Dequeen. Utilize her 20-plus years of experience and you will never look back. A huge thanks to all the support she gives us for sponsoring Regrettable. It's Laura Lindley, attorney at law.
Yeah, let's... Gross. It might start that way. I'm considering it. I'll look at it during editing.
If it starts exactly like that, I need to warn Laura.
Okay, yeah, she's not good with the muke eye.
The muke eye. Yeah. No, not even close.
Yeah. Patrick's gotten a little bit better with it, yeah? A little bit better with the mucus factor.
Sounds and stuff.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
The baby mucus factor.
Oh, yeah.
Patrick claims he has an iron stomach, but it is shattered by any type of booger or snort or snink or snot.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just did that
like
in your
ears. I don't like stuff. It's all right. It's all right. I'm more mature about it these days. But when we genetically engineered our baby, I wanted to make sure that she had no mucus glands.
Yeah.
So I have a mucus-free baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Awesome. They gave me these two turkey basters, you know, and I was like, what am I supposed to do? Like saute the baby with the, you know, get it real juicy before we eat her? And they're like, nah, that's to get the stuff out of her nose. And I was like, nah, I'm not doing it. She's going to have to keep it in there.
She gonna have
you
stuff
did it, though, right?
I did it once, but she got nothing in there.
Right.
Like I said, man, when I did the checklist on the human genome, I made sure to uncheck the mucus gland.
Okay.
This is a true story. One of the worst nights of my life in the moment. We had a fussy baby, you know, mucus all everywhere, and I'm bulbing it. I'm, you know, sucking it out,
They had that technology back then?
Yeah, and then it starts bleeding.
Oh,
suck too much, I guess, or whatever. And I just flipped.
Yeah.
I'm like, what do I do? You know, holy crap, it's bleeding. Yeah. I've never had it bleed yet.
Yeah.
So, but yeah.
I couldn't imagine what your life was like, Jay Lindley.
Oh.
Like, all right, let's have a kid or two at one. Yeah.
For the mama breastfeeding two at a time?
Breastfeeding there.
No.
Instant Similac or whatever it was.
Yeah.
No
feel bads with it?
No feel bads.
Yeah,
No, I mean, come on. In reality, let's be honest.
Yeah.
We're adults here.
Let's be honest.
Let's be honest. mothers fresh out. For mothers that have freshly given birth to a baby, if they enjoyed any kind of alcoholic beverage or anything like that, they still can't drink.
Right.
Yeah.
If they're nursing. So if for no other reason than to relieve the mother.
Yeah.
You should straight go to bottle.
Yeah.
That's true. You know?
Isn't the stuff engineered to be perfect?
It is. Or better than perfect.
Let's not get into it. I've read too much about breast milk versus formula nowadays. Yeah.
I'm cool with baby breastfeeding. I'm totally cool with that because it ain't my tit.
Right.
But here's the deal. I'm cool with it.
Good.
I lost it.
No. It's a great chance, great way to see breasts in public.
That's
what I'm
true
saying.
The point.
Yeah. Breastfeeding should not have a stigma associated. Women should just be topless in public breastfeeding their babies.
I don't know. I don't agree with breastfeeding in public because babies are just gross.
There was a mall that had a breastfeeding room.
Yeah.
And my teenage boys, after having
going
to the
Joe Biden mall?
Probably. after going to the bathroom, were like standing in this, there's a square window. and a door next to the bathrooms. And they were both like looking in the square window.
Yeah.
So I could walk. I'm like, what are you looking at, boys? And they like, boom, they're gone. They scurched out.
Like roaches, huh?
So yeah. I'm like, cool, let me see what's in there. I look in there and there is a full-on tit hanging out with a baby attached to it. Like, like right there, like within 10 feet of you.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, snap. And then I turn around. As I'm looking in this window, I turn around. There's a woman walking up.
Oh, so, and now you're the guy.
Now I'm the creep
eyeballing
the window of the tit hanging out for the baby feeders.
Not the most best way to see one.
No.
Like, it's not, I don't understand why you might get a little action out of that.
If you've never had action with it, then I can see
curious
how that would,
boy.
Just to see it.
Yeah.
You're like living vicariously through the baby.
Plus, right.
That was before they had phones.
Yeah.
So they had no access.
Yeah. Right. Just National Geographic and.
Yeah. Hey, there's some good ones. All right. Let me tell you, I got a stack of good ones under my bed.
I was in high school in the 90s. We had National Geographic in school.
Yeah.
All of the boobies available from Ethiopia or wherever they were from.
You would open
get
up
that
the
Zulu
one,
boob.
Yeah. Zulu boob.
Zulu boob.
You'd open up that bush titty. You'd open up the front page and it would be like turn like the one of the kids would help
I'd
you out.
Wrote it,
he'd
yes.
put like page 58 and you'd go to 58 and be like, yeah, boy.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah,
boy. Sagging to the ground.
Why is it hanging down so far?
Oh, man.
Oh, my.
But, you know, it's I'll say that
breast milk before it or again it.
Well, the baby for it, okay? Yeah. And Caitlin, like, all pretense, just as soon as she had that kid, all pretense. Like, her tits were just hanging out the whole time in the hospital. 100 people got to see him, and every one of them, they're all women, of course, but every one of them, like, man, you know, close your eyes when you come in here. Yeah. These are mine. And the babies, I guess, too. So.
I love it.
That jealousy.
Yeah.
The other night, I walked in on her. And she had this breast pump, which I was like, I've heard that before or whatever. Well, I finally saw it in action the other night, and I walk in, and I swear I was like in a barnyard there. It's like this machine that's just, and she's just hooked up to it, you know, and it's just collecting it. I mean, she
might as well put a feed trough right in front of her.
Yeah. That this is what my wife was born for, because she's coming up with like 3 gallons of milk a day. It's ridiculous, man. It's
and
just
she
capping
has to
off. We've never had so much milk in our in our life than we do right now.
You're just capping off all the old gallon jugs. One
it's a little
other.
Sticky, but it's not bad.
Did you try it?
I did not.
No. Oh well, did you try the formula at all?
The formula is gross.
Oh yeah.
Ugh. Oh, barf. Yeah. Barf.
But it's like when you see that baby feeding.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, it's like.
I'm jealous.
Dude. I was saying, so I know we got to get into the baby stuff and the birth and all the process and all that. That was crazy. But just watching the daily routine of the baby now, it's like I think that there should be a service that a man or anybody could check into. And they got like this massive person that will swaddle you and like feed you, you know, like
I bet you there is.
It'd be
New
a little
City.
Creepy, but yeah.
It's in one of the boroughs.
It'd be in Byron's, New York City.
So she is so, you know, freelance with those that even if you're around, Tyler, would she still whip them out
it's
feed?
The bottle.
Okay.
Yeah,
the
bottle.
I was like,
with the nipple on it.
Oh,
and
I see.
I see the baby like gumming the rubber of it, and it's just like she'll drink like an entire bottle in like a minute. Like just looks so good.
Who are you talking about?
Your baby.
Oh, well, I was what I was saying was because you said she was freelance with their, you know, with them just popping them out everywhere now.
To everybody.
So just let me know when that's not happening, then I'll come visit.
Well, I've been afraid.
I was going to say.
I don't know. I was going to start selling tickets, honestly.
In reality, every man wants to see every boob. So, you know,
for the most part, I used to just be able to just walk into Patrick's house. And now I like the last time you remember, I just slid the door open a little bit. I was like, hello? You guys are like, hey, and I'm like, can I come in?
Yes.
Caitlin, put your tits up. We have company.
Oh my goodness. I love it. It's hilarious.
Clean those things.
Out of modesty, I'd be like, I'd do the same thing as you.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. And like you guys have that window that when you're walking down, you can peer right in. And I'm purposely like, not looking.
Yeah.
It's been interesting at the Massey household for the past week now.
Oh, yes, it has.
Yeah.
Yeah. You take like a tornado enters our house times a million.
Yeah.
And that is what it's been
like.
How
much sleep currently are you on right now?
A lot more than my wife. I'll just say that. Okay. Yeah.
Thanks to her. She's a very nice woman.
She's like on vacation right now. So, I still have to. I'm the breadwinner. So I still got to win the bread and
it's
take it
vacation.
Home. Yeah. Yeah. She can deal with it.
You know, exactly.
Baby ain't going nowhere. Yeah. So.
It cannot.
Yeah,
but yeah,
she can't.
Yeah, yeah. So the moment you held the baby, were you imbued with this new knowledge that a person without a baby can't possibly understand? Or
no, I was like, can you put her back in? Yeah. She's crying a lot.
Because it's always like my dumb friend had a baby, and he's like he was dumb up until now. He's freaking Stephen Hawking.
Yeah.
He knows exactly everything in the world and all that. And it's just like, man, you just wouldn't
I'm just instantly like, endowed.
Smelling it. God. Hey, just stand there sniffing my baby.
I will say I'm a 6'4", 230-pound man.
Yeah.
That would choke many people out, but a baby's head.
Yeah, getting
get
hits
big,
off that.
Big,
oh yeah,
big.
It's euphoric,
whiff.
Man.
Oh, it is.
They should bottle that up, drop it in the West Bank, you know, or Ukraine or something.
Exactly.
I don't know. Yeah,
they got too many babies.
Yeah, Putin, take a hit of this. Take a hit of Mariah, okay? Man, you'd be everything just gonna be chill afterwards.
Maybe that's the thing. Maybe there's just certain men who have that pheromone blocked, and they can't enjoy, you know, the smell of a baby, and they'll always be angry for their whole life.
That's true.
Maybe that's it.
I see that.
Yeah, maybe.
I
see Osama bin Laden. A baby?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you got. I mean, to be a hardened criminal of the world, you can't be softened up by some babies.
Right. Like Osama had a bunch of kids, right? Just
yeah.
Yeah.
Give me another one. Give me a concubine.
Yeah.
But no, I'll tell you, that was the surrealist experience. I can barely remember it. It feels like it was years ago.
Right.
But like in a hospital, you know, you lose sense of time and space and where you're at in the universe, like a casino.
I was going to say, you likened it to a casino, and that's the perfect way to put it.
Yeah, except the jackpot was a baby, not money.
Except for the jackpot cost you.
Yes.
Yeah.
I haven't got the bill yet from the hospital, so we'll see how that goes. But
See, that's something you don't even think about. Somebody that's affluent, two people that work for a living and, you know, don't live off the state. How much does that cost you to actually spit a baby out of the jar?
We'll see.
Yeah,
we'll see.
He's been bumming money off me.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, that gets bad. I'm like, I got 3 cents.
Why'd you think I was going to sell tickets to the breast pump show?
Good point.
Yeah, at least turn a profit on something.
Yes,
yeah,
and they asked me,
I was going to say, they're like in there with the fresh baby, like both concerned parents, like worried. And they're calling, being like, y'all got money? Y'all got money at late. It's like a anger drug dealer or something that you owe money to.
Yeah, Caitlin gets a call from the hospital, and they're like, "Hey, yeah, just want to remind you, you need to come down to the cashier stand and pay your dues
while she's still laying in the hospital bed."
An hour after they sewed up her gigantic cesarean wound back together. You know, after they cobbled Humpty Dumpty back together, they're asking for the bill to be paid, and she's like, "I'm still in the hospital." We're like, well, perfect. You won't have to go that far to pay.
Yeah, yeah. Literally, can you walk? There's elevators. You know, like that was a bonus.
We'll make sure we got a gurney for you.
To
cart you over there. Yeah. If you need.
We'll pay you just like everybody else, $20 a month for the rest of our lives.
Right, right.
Yeah. Done.
What are you going to do?
Exactly. The thing about the healthcare professionals there, it's like, I understand they, you know, some of them come in, they deal with like 30 babies a day or whatever it is.
Yeah, your baby is just another number.
Just another number.
Sure.
But a slight bit of decorum.
But she's number one to me.
You know, it's like, listen, we just had to go through hell at your hospital, and now I got to deal with you, like you coming in and just being like, you know, that one lady who comes in and makes the baby a person.
Yes,
that was interesting. I never seen that before.
Legal registers our family.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to fill in the blocks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick asked one question, and I could tell she was a little, and she was like, "Yeah," and this is, and he was like, "And if," and I saw him like, like what? You know, like two questions.
I've been through this 24 times today alone.
Yeah. Like, and it was a dumb question.
Obviously.
I mean, obviously, it was a stupid question that you shouldn't have asked.
Patrick asked.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know.
Because you were like, can you write me down the directions to the courthouse? She was like, it doesn't matter. Just go pick it up, you know.
One's like Texarkana, like some part of it's in Arkansas, some's in Texas. Yeah. I don't know. They don't know, obviously.
Is your baby a Texan?
Yes.
I have no idea.
Yes. That is a Texan baby. I know it.
Yeah.
No, I'm
yeah.
kidding.
You're going to have to teach her from an early age what a great means. All right. Yeah. Get her great cooking. That's why she's not leaving grills all over the place in Hochatown.
Well, her middle name is Joe Rogan, you know.
Oh, love it. Bro Jogan.
That's right.
There's so much freedom here.
Yeah.
But they have me like waiting outside this operating room, you know, because they want me to be there for it. You know, I'm dressed as a doctor, and I'm thinking to myself, it was me playing doctor that got us into this mess in the first place.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so here, let's I'll go in. Give me a scalpel. I get in there. They have me like hanging out. Caitlin's just cut open like a fillet fish on the table. You know. They pull this. I mean, at one point, I thought the doctor, it looked like she was changing the transmission in a 79 Ford. You know, I mean, that's the amount of like leverage she was using to get this baby out of there, you know?
Stuck in there.
And
stuck.
They make an incision that's what, like 2 inches long. Yeah. And then they like go in all fingers and just spread it open.
All fingers.
All fingers in, spread it open to be like 2 feet wide on each side. You know what I'm saying? It's like the hole they created was bigger than her entire body, or at least when I saw them.
The epidermis is amazing. An amazing organ.
Yeah, and I'll just say they did you know, when they measured the baby and all that, she's 98% taller than other baby. Taller than 98% of babies.
She's in the 98th percentile.
Yes, that's absolutely. Yeah,
that's cool.
There's only 2% that are taller.
You guys told me that. I pretended to know. Yeah. I was like, oh, good.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's good? No, she's going to be a great basketball player.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's what, yep.
Yeah, tall kid.
Mm-hmm. WNBA.
Slavic genes.
Still the NBA.
Slavic genes. Patrick ain't no Slav. What? All right? He's a Germanic barbarian. All right? Not those sickly Slavs over there.
No, my first statement after they showed me the baby's like, I want a paternity test. All right. The jet black hair. Oh, I mean, the kid came out all tanned, you know?
Oh,
yeah, I don't know.
Looks nothing like either of you guys.
No, absolutely
not.
Not
your baby, I don't think.
Yeah,
but we'll love it all the same. Yeah, a little Chinese looking.
Yeah.
A little Asian-y.
Yeah, absolutely.
Asian-y texture to the hair and whatnot.
And skin.
And skin.
Yeah. Because I think Mari says that Patrick may not be the daddy.
That's
that
right.
You
That's
are
right.
not the father.
Yeah, and he's jumping for joy.
You know, I'm so glad that they didn't ask me to cut the umbilical cord.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I felt like it would have been awkward to be like, hell no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't do that, I guess, with the cutting them open style. They don't ask.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot of things that change. There's a lot of possibilities for going wrong when they do the cesarean versus the natural birth.
This is a super Catholic hospital, too. And it's like, what better way? I love mixing religion with science. You know, let's just spit in the face of science and do these things. Like, so the first thing that they're doing, so first off, they don't want to do the cesarean because that's like last option. It's not natural. God will hate your baby, I guess, is what the idea is. I don't know what it is. But we're just going to give her a whole bunch of drugs and then give her a drug to counteract the drug that we just gave her. Oh, and then another drug to counteract. And then you know what? We'll bring in this like 1800s apparatus.
Yeah.
It's imagining for the guys out there sticking a balloon up your butthole and having somebody just like that. And it stays in you for like 12 hours just to put pressure. I guess. Well, I might as well just sit on her.
I was very much out of my element in that whole experience. But yeah, they kept giving her all these like crazy name chemicals, and then her heartbeats were dropping, rising, heart attacks, stuff like that. And then they were like, "Oh, let's give you the antidote for it." And they tried that like six. She was in labor for like 26 hours, which is just kind of a lengthy period for 2022.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Well, it's funny you say that because Catholic hospitals, aka the one I knew of, St. Anthony's, has changed. Since the 90s, because back in the 90s, they didn't want to give you any drugs. They're like, you could do this without drugs, right?
Oh, yeah, here's a stick to bite down on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And now it's the other, you know, it's like, take all these drugs before we give you these other drugs.
I was expecting, like, the next thing we're going to try is somebody comes in with, like, a divining rod. and then
we got a witch doctor on staff here.
And Daddy, why don't you go break off a birthing stick outside? Choose the right one for your baby.
But yeah, so eventually they were like, just stat, this lady needs a cesarean.
Yeah, emergency C-section. Yeah, yeah.
Which is a lot more fun than just having a scheduled one.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Which, can I say, when I, because you was keeping me up to date, I was texting back and forth while you were there. Can I say, after you told me they gave her the first set of drugs and she didn't dilate at all, she was going to have a C-section.
Right.
I could have told you that.
Right.
Because it's just like, and C-sections last resort because you want
some
them to,
complications.
Yeah, it's possible. Mm-hmm. But the fact, I don't know. It's when, I don't know, I lost my train of thought, sorry.
Well, no, and I understand that, I do, but there's like a point in medical science, right, where you're just supposed to go with the thing that makes the most sense. Right, I mean, not just have somebody in agony on the table, you know, and Caitlin was quite like, she was like, last resort for her was drugs, and I really think it should be like, isn't this America?
It should be
It should be her choice. Yeah. You know, I mean, it
within
is a procedure.
Yeah, we're gonna have to pay for it anyway.
Exactly, so, it is a procedure. So they were like, so now I'm guessing you have to pay for the drugs that were unnecessary that just did nothing but almost hurt,
the extra attention from the staff.
Yeah, and then it was. You even said at one point a nurse was kind of just like, oh, just give this thing, give this lady a C-section,
and the doctor's like, no, natural birth. And then it turns out later the doctor had a cesarean herself. It's like, come on,
that's we're not here to stroke her ego.
Yeah, that's where I was going. With a cesarean, many times the next birth has to be a cesarean.
Right.
So that could be another reason why they want it, because it was her very first child.
Yeah.
They didn't want her to have to, if she was planning on having children, it all be
cesarean. Because the second one, just if you have it natural, it's just a water slide. Just chunk, 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 chunk. Well, yeah. Well, congratulations to Patrick on the baby. You got anything else on that? Or?
No.
All right.
He's already dug himself way deep.
No, I love her. No, she's great. She's been such a wonderful baby.
I've felt things I've never felt before.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Unky.
Yeah, Unky Tyler, you should have seen this guy in there when he came and held that baby for the first time. Just fell in love with him.
He actually knew what he was doing. Boom.
Yep.
Like, it was like, that's why, hey. Boom. Oh, he knew what he was doing. He was Unky instantly.
I never wanted to pick up a baby and not feel anything. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
that's, I can see that.
Yeah, so
no random babies for
no
you.
No random baby. This will be potentially, you know, unless there's another one in the family, that'll be the last, this will be the last, first and last baby I ever hold.
I'm game with that. I don't do other people's babies.
Yeah.
I did my babies and my grandbaby. That's
right,
it.
Right.
That's it.
If it's not related to, that's a gross creature. Yeah. I don't want to be holding on to that.
Yeah, you think your child's pretty.
Right.
That's the ugliest thing I've seen in a dog's age.
She is teaching me a lot, especially to enjoy the finer things in life, like poop. You know? Every time she poops, a very exciting moment in our house. Yeah. Because she went like a day without it.
Yeah.
And that's when I also learned that you don't go online to look for baby advice because, again, the website I found was like, well, a baby will poop as much as 12 times in one day or once every 4 days. And I was like, that's a hell of a margin to narrow down on, you know? So then she finally did. Like I said, I don't know if our household had ever been more excited than that moment right there when I got to wipe a little baby's asshole.
Yeah. Oh, that is fun.
The way you described it coming out was the best for me.
It was like a clown scarf.
Yeah.
Out of the sleeve.
Just like this chocolate soft serve ice cream machine is broken. It won't stop.
The valve is not shutting off.
Exactly.
Yeah. I have not seen it yet. Yeah. I might forego that for as long as I possibly can.
Mm. Well, while they're on that liquid diet, definitely a fire hose of poo will make its way.
So what's
and
the best?
It's green and we can describe it on podcast.
Yeah,
right
absolutely.
Now.
No FCC regulations.
Yeah, exactly.
You can manipulate it. You can talk about how
I was going to tell you exactly all my senses, my sensual experiences of the poop, and you canceled me the other day.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man, we're on the morning show. He's like, no, FCC, stop right there.
Yeah.
Can't even describe the color.
I wasn't sure how much you knew about it, so I was like, we literally cannot talk to, like, go into detail about human waste. Like, it's one of those things. But, like, what's the best way? I mean, because I've seen you just change her on just the blanket or the little bed thing. Like, you wouldn't want to just get like a big sponge or something to change her on, or like,
I don't know.
I don't like a, you know, a beach towel,
a tarp.
Or,
I really
tarp
would be
tarp
ideal.
Is great. Yeah. You go and won't spray it off
but
outside.
And I've got a lot of tarps, but not one that I'm willing to let a baby poop on. So,
That's so you're just like every other parent in America. You don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
And you're embracing that, right?
And I hardly care. Too, you know,
my advice panning out at this point.
Yeah.
You'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So far,
yes.
So far,
oh,
so good?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, awesome. We'll figure it Jaylen out.
Jaylen is the best.
Obviously, babies survive. I mean, yeah. They're inclined to survive.
They're like indestructible.
Yes, absolutely.
But don't drop it.
Don't. I mean, don't
yeah,
do that.
Yeah.
Don't try it.
But like, you know, you knock its head or something. Yeah, it's fine. Yeah.
Is it crying? It's good.
Yes. No, if I somehow have a kid, you know, just like a spontaneous kid.
He's pregnant.
I'm going.
If he
yeah,
comes
yeah.
here pregnant tomorrow, we yeah. know what happened.
I'm going to Jay Lindley. That's what I'm doing. Like, you know, for Saul, because I'm sure everybody else, well, I don't have friends, but you guys have friends, and like all of them are like, you know, this, that, and yep. the other, you know. And
if you have a notepad, you're going to really want to write all this
yeah,
down.
Yeah. yeah. And we asked Jay Lindley any advice. He's like, man.
Yeah,
you get it.
Yeah.
It's baby. It's great. It's instinctual, I think, mm-hmm. at some point.
Part of that, but and I like the way you described it best for me, anyway, Patrick. It was like you, like all these people have these things they do. They did that. They're you know giving me a list to do. Well, that probably worked great for their child,
right?
But my advice of you'll figure it out means in the most honest and loving way possible is your baby's different than everybody else's.
Yeah.
And you're going to have...
That's right. This is my tribe.
Exactly.
Okay? This is very special yes. baby. All
my
right?
tribe. I love
You'll
that.
Have your list yeah. done by yeah. the time this baby's grown
oh, and yeah.
wanting to get another one. You have your list.
Some of your list will coincide with some of my list.
Right.
But the list, we created on our own.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Right. Now, let's say your advice has been the most sanguine of anybody's. You know, nice. Like all these people are like literally like 6 hours of baby advice, not used a single bit of it.
Right.
You know, but you know what we have done? Just we're figuring it out.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what we're doing, is yes. figuring it out.
And it so. Will continue to happen. Man, when that kid gets into like high school or middle school, like that's going to be a trip, man. What was the biggest things you noticed like getting into those Ooh. Areas, you know?
Well, those big transitional.
Yeah, big transitional. Puberty. I mean, ugh.
Yeah. Don't puberty.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot before
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
He's
yeah,
like
yeah.
having Vietnam flashbacks.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
I was there, man.
Yeah.
The baby was in the tree.
We were in the
pooping
trenches.
On me.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, yes. No, the bombs were going off everywhere.
The baby in the black pajamas.
Yes. No, I don't know. What did you ask me? I'm sorry. I blanked.
He's wiped
what
it from his mind.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
We need to hypnotize
Mama.
Him.
Yeah.
Yeah. If we hypnotize him.
I'm reverting
then,
now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
And he just starts clucking like a chicken and walking around. Like, he's just completely repressed.
I have never, I'll just say, seeing what this baby is putting, mostly my wife.
Yeah.
I'll say 99% my wife, 1%. The sperm donor.
Right.
Every time I look at my mom now, it's like with such like I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I asked her at one point. I was like, I wasn't this bad, was I? And she was like, No, you weren't. You were much, much worse.
Yeah, yeah.
And apparently, the sperm donor looks like the Rock. So
that's true.
Yeah. Thank yeah. you.
It's darker. A Samoan baby.
Exactly.
Sure.
Yeah. Darker. Yeah. Darker.
Like
hair.
Maori warrior style.
Yeah. Yeah. She came out with tattoos on her face
yeah.
already.
Yeah. East Islander.
Yeah.
You know. But the counterpoint to the sorry mom is like, I didn't ask to be brought in. You know.
Yeah. This is your fault.
This is my your fault. All right.
That's
Leave me
true.
Alone.
Yes. That's a good point.
I'm gonna cry. All right.
It's my party.
It's my right. Yeah. But fun times. But yeah, like. Going into high school, it's going to be interesting what that's like, because I'm already at the point where I am so far out of the high school loop. Like last night, I did a live remote at a high school event, and I was just completely out of my element. It did kind of make me
Your
miss high school.
Your old pickup lines weren't working
no,
and stuff?
No, nothing was working. No, it did make me miss high school just a little bit. In a way, I've never felt that before. I've
really?
Always been glad to be out of high school. I've
yeah.
never missed like a moment of it until last night when I was like ingrained. I was back in it. Maybe that's what it was. I haven't been back into high school. And, you know, you had friends and a lot of them, you
right.
know, like and I don't
Every
know,
day
man.
Was new.
Every day
know,
was absolutely new.
You could get away with all kinds of stuff.
So
there was
stuff.
Always going to be tomorrow.
Yes.
You know, to make up for it.
All the responsibilities that you had were within a 6-hour period
yeah.
when you were somewhere else other than home.
Yeah.
You were at school. That's where you had responsibility.
Right, right.
You could go home and escape all responsibilities.
And especially in the last, you know, all of our generation, school's fun. You know, it's supposed to be fun. It wasn't this like structured, regimental thing that like old people had to go through back in the day, you know? I mean, when I went to school, the only thing they asked is, please don't bring a gun to school.
Right.
All right. Everything else you can do, just don't bring a gun to school.
You never had that edutainment, did you? Like that, you know, school is fun, this kind of new style of teaching?
Oh, yeah, where they teach math via rap and stuff. Oh. Yeah, I still remember. They teach me to multiply. All I got to do is try.
I never got that.
Stay with me and you'll see how to multiply by three, okay?
Okay.
Multiply twice in the rhyme? Update it, all right? Rum DMC.
Yeah, you're no rhymer if you rhyme the same word. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Come on, run ABC. Stupid dummy. But, you know, I never got that. It was just strict Mrs. Babbitt. Like, that was how I learned, and so I didn't, you know? But I also don't like this whole, like, you know, all right. We're on the radio station here,
okay,
and we get a lot of like teachers in and school students, people. The students I'm leaving out on this one. The faculty and up and beyond
and hired by default,
right? And they're sitting there going and blah and a big smile and this is what we got planned up, and I just want to like do you remember school?
Right?
Did you forget? School sucks, remember? You know, and like they just, it's gone from their memory.
But did it suck because the teachers you had didn't care like that teacher?
Oh, I hated the ones that cared
even worse.
Yeah.
See, I thought in a big city, quote unquote, it was because my teachers, or the majority of them, there are some teachers that cared very much.
Yeah.
But the majority of them was like, yeah, you know, I'm working.
Right.
You know what I mean? You're a part of my job.
Right.
I'm just doing my job.
You just the idea is that you're making kids sit down and read a book they don't want to read, to learn a thing they don't want to learn, and you got to do that in some way. That I don't think it's ever going to happen where kids are going to be excited to learn, excited to sit down. And like, you might have one or two things here. I always like got really excited about projects, but that was so I could, you know, do me on a paper, not learn about somebody else or do something else that somebody else invented that like I'm supposed to use in my later life. And you never used any of it. So sometimes that really like, you know, I don't know, this fun style of learning, I just don't like it. And I don't think it's good for the kids, making them feel special. I think public schools, sit down.
Shut up.
Page 83 of the textbook, open it up, you know, learn. All right? I think that's the way it should be, a little bit, you know? Not this, learn if you want, it's fun. It's emotional, express yourself through your learning. Never works.
As somebody who is an alternate learner, I just made that up.
An alternative learner.
Yeah, as someone who doesn't learn.
Just give me the Ritalin.
Right?
You want me to learn math? Give me the Ritalin.
Exactly. Yeah. Somebody who doesn't learn standard way as well.
Right.
Like you telling me, I'm going to learn like 3 words of the 25 that you said.
Right, right.
Okay. But if you tell me while you're letting me do whatever it is and having me read it as well, then there's 3 levels of me absorbing it that I get. I get 12 words of your 25.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Right, right.
So,
but would you not find it a little condescending? Some of
it's
that.
It's always condescending.
It's always condescending.
But, but then again, the ones that are finding it condescending, they're probably going to do well anyway in life.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the ones
I'm
that,
with you on
it's
that.
The ones that are buying into that.
Right.
That are like need the help to get through school.
But then in that sense, I think they need the specialness ripped out of them.
That's probably.
And
very
you need
true
just
too.
Like generic Russian issued learning. Like I think that should be like stand in the breadline of learning. All right, you get your like that's.
A bunch of Putins run around.
Well, maybe.
I guess education is probably our society's biggest ongoing experiment, right? We still haven't figured it out. Forever, I mean, education's been so tradition-based, you know? I mean, it's just amazing that we're still not in one-room schoolhouses nowadays, you know?
Yeah, you're right.
But it's become such an experiment
but
that we
kept the idea from that, which is weird.
Yep.
Like, we kept the... I'm sorry I cut you off.
No, go ahead.
They kept the idea of the one school or one classroom school.
Everybody learns from one person.
Yeah, but they haven't, like, you know, develop that. It's still that mentality, only it's many, many classrooms now.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't have a solution. I'm just that guy who's like, that's a problem. I don't have any solution for it.
Well, I mean, it's still such a tradition-based thing that change is going to come about very slowly. And you kind of, and when it does come, it's kind of a scattershot. You just kind of shoot a shotgun at a target 100 yards away, and you see which pellets hit.
Right.
You know, and then kind of go from there. And some things, they just ain't going to work, you know. And it's, I don't know. It's got to be the toughest damn job.
But in 150 years, how many times do you got to scattershoot to figure it out?
Though, yeah, right? I don't.
Who knows? Because who knows what'll be different then? Because now the kids got phones. That's got to be a huge.
Yeah.
Put the phones in a thing when they get in this class and not allow them to touch it until they leave.
What doesn't help is you want to go off empirical evidence. So what works in education? And let's take the two countries who consistently rank in the top of educational outcomes. Like, their students learn the best and end up having the best careers, best lives in general. You have Finland and South Korea, which generally jostle with one another. You couldn't have two more opposite educational styles. You have South Korea, which, I mean, kids go, they go to school for, like, you know, might go like 7 to 3 in the afternoon, and then pretty much if you're a parent over there and you're not paying for an additional 4 to 6, 8 hours of tutoring at night, you're not doing it right. Yeah. I mean, they go to school on Saturdays, on Sundays.
Where was that at?
South Korea. Yeah, the schooling never ends. And then you have Finland, where it's just like they don't have it structured. You just kind of like, what class do you want to go to? You know, what do you feel like doing today? There's no bells to you know, you stay in this class for as long as you feel like you need to, and then you move on to the other one or whatever. Again, two very opposite systems, but that both seem very effective. And here in America, we're trying to tack right down the middle of those. You know, we have this situation.
So do bad it two ways.
Yeah, it's really, it's a jack of all trades, master of none, you know, so... You know, I don't know.
I was going to say putting the phones away, I totally agree with, but just them having that, you know, like, they could just fact check their teacher after the class. They could just, like, you know, I know more, like, they can zone in on, it's got to be tough, man. When I did that live remote last night, these kids are so grown.
Yeah.
They're so, like, smart and already, like, just technologically, like, way more than the teacher.
Yeah.
You know? And I know this is classic. This has always been a thing.
Well, it
but
is. And you're
now
right.
I think it's, like, critical.
I think you're probably right. And I want to give a big shout out to David Hathaway. And I'll message him and say I say his name in this podcast because in...
Just scroll past all the titty part.
And, exactly. Yeah. He's very smart. Very, very cool dude. But in the 7th grade, we had Mr. Hass as a geometry, algebra teacher, one of those teachers. Mm-hmm. And David Hathaway, without a phone in his hand, was already about 10 times smarter in math than our teacher. So he would correct him on the way to come about the answer, which would be quicker for the students to learn. It blew our mind, and Mr. Hass would get pissed.
Yeah.
He was just like, shut up. Basically, he's like, okay, David, I got it. Stop talking. Let me teach the way I've got to teach.
My curriculum.
Exactly. Yeah. And David, or by the way, Mr. Hass, I'm friends with him on Facebook. He does not teach anymore. He didn't like doing it, ultimately, he said. But so I think you're right in the sense that now you got 100 or 25 in a class. You got 25 David Hathaways that can correct you in any moment.
And they don't have to be, it's not like, they don't have to be as bright as David.
Exactly.
They could just have that. They just need to know how to Google something, which it's a skill on its own. Some people still go like, why do, like, they ask Google like an actual question? You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
You ever see, like,
you've made fun of me for that a couple of times.
My bad. It still gets you to the same place. It's just like, it's always a little words. Like, hey, Google. I don't know. I don't have an example, but.
No, you were like, I think, I don't remember which one it was, but you're, instead of saying, hey, Google, how do you do this?
Right.
Just type in this.
Right.
And then how to.
Or,
it also means, like, one of the most important things you can do as a civilized society is ask questions, you know? And you have to be able to know, before you can ask a question, you have to know how to ask one. And I see we are so deep in this digital social media age that people are forgetting it. Like, I have a good friend who is, he is one of these people who will, like, don't know the answer, pull out the phone and ask. And I've seen them just like, America, state, capital, New Hampshire. Oh, wait, no, Vermont. No, Delaware. What is capital? Like, he can't even ask a
instead of just saying
question.
The question.
Right, just saying the question. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of an example. I knew I had a friend in Canada who had, who would do that. He would just this long, unnecessary question to Google that would not find the answer.
Yeah, right.
If you just kind of like, you know.
The algorithm, yeah. You yeah, just hit the keywords.
The algorithm's just like, here?
Yeah.
I don't.
Stupid.
Is this,
you are?
Yeah. It just reroutes you to textbooks and dictionaries.
I can remember times on Google when you typed in a question, it was the first time it was ever asked.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now you type
Jeeves?
In, yeah, okay. Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Now you'd start typing a question,
Rip.
And it's like the first, second, or third one
yeah,
on the list. You're
absolutely.
Like, just click it.
Followed by the weird ones.
Yes,
like
it's like, well, I wasn't going there with it.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I miss when Google would have some fun, like with some of it. Like if you would type in, "What was the most famous French victory, military victory," and it would come up like no answers found, you know, like there's the search engine has not resulted in no answers to your question.
France has had a victory.
I think they do stagger a little bit. It'll be like some of the real, they always slip one in, like it'd be like, did Napoleon, and it'll be like, did have three nipples,
yeah,
or something.
Exactly.
Like, yeah.
Absolutely, somebody has said that somewhere down the line and caused people to search it.
Yeah,
that's
a super fan, Napoleon super fan.
Yeah. So here's one thing that doesn't need to be scattershot in a direction hoping you're hitting the target, is like the human condition.
Yeah.
These things don't change. The kids are the kids. The cool ones are the cool ones. The lame ones are the lame ones. That does not change.
That's society.
That's
it's
society.
A reflection
exactly.
Of,
it's
of
a microcosm.
Survival of the fittest kind of thing.
Yeah. So again, last night I'm seeing which ones don't get claps when they're announced for the thing. And then like, honestly, like it was textbook. This tall, like beautiful white kid, like got like a uproar. His name was like Chase or something. It was Chase.
Brant.
Yeah.
Braxton.
Yeah. I think Braxton's for the weird kids now. I don't know. Have you met any, like, you know, Aeropostale model Braxtons?
I have.
You really have?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, this guy was named Chaz or whatever, and it was like uproaring applause. And then the, like, you know, small little, like, kind of Filipino looking kid with glasses got nothing.
Yeah.
You know, it's his first
uh-huh.
year.
Yeah.
George.
Yeah.
It might have been George.
With a J.
Yeah. But that's still all there. And I don't know if, like, sometimes parents or administration almost forgets that a little bit, maybe. I don't know. Maybe it's, like, when they're dealing with it, they know it. But then when they're trying to brainstorm ideas for how to teach them, it just leaves their mind. I don't know.
I don't know if they actually
care. It seems so out of touch.
You know? Yeah, it's because, I mean, there's just some people that are born with the qualities of having some natural charisma about them. And it just, that's where people's attention and focus is. So you got to, I mean, you might have even been one of those weirdo kids. Now you're in education. Your attention's obviously going to be right towards those charisma inducing, like you're gonna be like, I was weird. I didn't like me back then. I definitely don't like you.
Yeah. Oh, I've seen those videos now. It's like, I was a nerd in high school and I was picked on and no girls liked me. And then I changed it. And now it's got a video, you know, 10 years later, he's 28.
He's
you
Colby
know,
Covington.
He's all, you know, squat, he's all
700 pounds.
Exactly.
What up, nerds and virgins?
Exactly. Literally. And all I can think of is now you're just a douchebag nobody wants to hang out with.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier, you were somebody that probably had some, you know, some odd factors about you that were kind of cool, that were enticing maybe.
Yeah.
Now, not only are you somebody nobody wants to hang out with, but you think you are all that
and
somebody nobody wants
to. At least back then, you probably still got to be like hang around, maybe get more with the really nerdy, gothy, but secretly very, you know, pretty cute goth girl.
Absolutely.
Oh,
there's plenty of those.
Drama kids.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah.
There was that.
Jackie, what's up? That was her name in high school. I'm just saying. But yeah.
Yeah, and like, so if you were an ugly and or weird child, you probably grew up, you had to work harder, so you made more of yourself, and then later on in life, you were the net that was able to finally catch what you wanted so bad in high school. You don't need to become. Right. Because once you're hitting that 30 years old, that Chaz starts to look a lot worse, you know? Like he's not going to be a good.
All his, good points.
Yeah.
He
peaked.
Yeah.
He peaked
in
high school.
And that's
you know?
The last thing you ever want to do. If you're not 18 yet, you shouldn't be listening to this podcast. But one thing is don't peak in high school.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Never, never, ever. And this I said right out of high school. I don't want to look back and say, oh, those were my best years.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And be talking about high school.
Because life is probably going to go on, and for the most part, it goes on for a lot longer after you graduate your senior year.
You hope you have some good years after that.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel I'm still peaking.
I think I was going to say, I haven't met my best yet.
Yep, right, right. Yep, absolutely.
I definitely have not. I hope not.
That was a dig at himself, people.
Yeah, yeah. And I did feel out of touch. I don't get any of the references and whatnot and all the just the little stuff going on.
You didn't try to throw some Cardi B things or something at him.
You didn't have to. You felt out of touch, but you were the most popular guy in the room and probably the funniest in many occasions.
Oh, that's always true. No, I'm kidding. But seriously,
I had two people talk about, they messaged me and said they missed me at the thing last night.
Oh.
But Tyler killed it.
Yeah, and it was a big success. And it was a lot of fun, too. I'm going to be honest. Like, that might have been the most fun I ever had a live remote because of how, like, you feed off the energy all around you. Like, dude, we do a lot of live remotes, and this is not knocking anybody, but when we do an opening up of a business,
right,
it's all adults around you.
Yep.
So everybody's miserable.
Exactly.
Like, adults are just miserable.
Half of them
like
have
pretty
to
much
be there.
Yes,
for
exactly.
The Chamber of Commerce or whatever.
And it is exciting community. I'm excited for that. But at the high school, it was all, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go. They kept saying that. What is that?
That's the thing right now.
That's the new
Their
thing.
Their will to let's live go. Hadn't been crushed yet, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. They had me saying it. I was like, yeah, let's go. Right, kids?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's go. Yeah. It was like their energy just like boosted the whole thing. It was the kids.
Yeah.
That's what made it fun.
Absolutely.
You know,
those
but again.
Innocent times before they don't know better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, before the world has beaten them down.
Yeah.
And they don't care anymore.
Yeah. When you see, you know, they don't have to worry about Russia invading Ukraine and causing energy prices to skyrocket because the daddy's buying all their gas. So.
That's right.
Exactly.
They're just trying to invade the girls' locker room.
Yeah. You know? And it's really hard to complain about paying $3 for gas when you're buying a $9 cup of coffee. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's very true. That's very true.
That happens all over the place.
And like, and
$1,500 phone or something.
Yeah. Some things never changed. Like, we were giving away gift certificates, and they were like, "What do you got? What do you got?" And I was like, "You know, oh, you got this here. Go into that on or go into a, you know, you can get a custom shirt printed." And
oh,
they were
nice.
Like, "Oh, cool." You know, but then I pulled out the one for the coffee place, the nearby coffee place. Everybody's like, "Oh, I want that!
Nice.
I want that!" You know, so but it's coffee, man.
Yeah, it's the new hotness.
I think it was right on the cusp of you leaving. Or in high school, did you have white girls walking around with like, it was just all day. They nursed it down all the way to biology. They had one little sip left that they were, you never saw that?
Yeah.
Or the girl in high school who would get McDonald's. And again, it was the fries. It was all day, like just shoving it in the face. My mom got me Starbucks this morning. I'm going to nurse it.
That was my little brother. We'd both get a let's say a bag of chips. Mm-hmm. We both get a bag of chips. Mom, I would grub mine down because I was hungry and I liked the chips and I ate it and enjoyed it. And then as soon as I finished the last one, enjoyed it, I looked over. Octavius opening up his bag for the first time.
Purposeful.
Instantly just pulls out one chip. And just, oh, and I'm going to put it back. I'm going to save. You know, I'm like, okay, give me some chips, bro. I'm hungry. No, you don't eat all yours.
Well, one thing I did want to talk about before we get out of here is content creation. We talked about this on the show a little bit.
We're already done? Dang it.
Yeah, we're getting close.
That's crazy.
Thank goodness.
I thought it would be about time for a break is what I was thinking.
Do we need to?
Yeah.
Let's do it. All right.
Time.
We're going to keep you on suspense.
All right. Stay
take
still.
Take a quick break.
Yeah, Twitch Book Live.
Yeah. Never mind. Back to this whole content creation thing that I wanted to talk about. It just seems weird to me. Like, it used to be, and I know we've talked about this kind of a couple times, but it used to be like the, you know, anybody who was famous or anybody who did something that other people, any type of entertainment, they'd have to be talented. The content creation was not a thing. It was just talent. It's just what you do. You know, if you make movies, it's not like you're struggling, like sitting every day trying to figure out, like, you know, I mean, there's a process to be sure. And if you don't have an idea for a movie already, it's not getting created, but it's not this desperate rush to find. It's usually something that you just create.
Right.
you know, and it's this thing I've been, like I said, back on these magic tables, this online thing. I've run into a lot of streamers and stuff, and they're all just about this, well, I got to create this content, and I just don't know what to do. And it's just weird to sit there, like, thinking, like, well, I got to make this salad, and you have no salad makings already or anything. Right. You're just, like, sitting there trying to brainstorm a salad when it's like, listen, if you were the type of person that people would want to listen to, you'd already have all the fixings in front of you. It's not something that you have to desperately create. And there's this YouTube and TikTok and everything. I keep saying desperate race for content. What am I going
to
do?
Well, it has to be that way, though. There's no other way. I mean, moments are so fleeting right now. And especially with social media, the entertainment, I mean, it's always got to be the next thing. I mean, if you can't capture that attention in 15 seconds, you ain't ever going to have it. And it is this giant race because there's so much noise, man. It's the spread of social media and the technology that makes it so convenient to use. Means that it's in everybody's hand, whereas like content creation, which that's been around since like cave people were painting stuff on the walls with their own feces, you know, that was content creation. There wasn't a whole lot of people doing it back then. Now there's everybody who's got a phone in their pocket. Is every time you put a post on Facebook, you're creating content technically.
True.
But so content is such a bad way to put it. I hate it. It's strictly defined. The filling of a pie.
Yeah.
Ugh. You know, the worst part of it.
You can't have a pie without it, right?
Yeah.
You got to have the filling. Yeah.
But everybody prefers the crust.
Right. Like content itself, it's usually something that you just like, ugh, just we got to, you know, stuff in all this stuff to make this event worth it or something like that. It's never the main focal point, which should be, why are you talented? Why should somebody be listening to you? Not your filling. That's what content is just the
it's the fat, you know, on the
it's
bones.
It's the fat on the bones.
So why should people listen to me?
Well, they shouldn't.
I mean, let's use your. Well, yeah,
that's one way to start.
Nobody should be listening to anybody.
Yeah.
Or, you know, listen to your own stuff.
Right. We wouldn't have jobs. We wouldn't be doing this or the other job we do.
Well, oh, yeah.
Your job. Yeah. All of our jobs.
But the thing is that we're
for
not.
For everybody else. Right. Yeah.
The thing is that we all just happen to sit down and people tuned in. It's not like you were on this desperate way for like, you know what, I need to really try and be good at this. You're already good. Like it's, you know, and
wait,
like
what makes me good though? That's why I was.
Well, that's like an indescribable quality, isn't it? And not just you, all of us. You know,
I saw this in college. When I went to college, you saw people that had natural talent for education or intelligence or whatever. And now you also had people that got all A's that didn't have the talent. They just had the hard work that they put into it. But not everybody who's untalented is capable of putting the hard work into it.
And that's way harder.
Yes.
Right?
And I think that's where you see that, like, the crux of all this content creation nowadays is, man, some people are talented, some people can work hard. Those are very rare qualities among people. You're talking 1% of people are talented, 1% are hardworking, the rest are just chaff.
Yeah. Like sitting at the tables with this guy and he's just like, somehow the discussion rolls like, yeah, I got a podcast and blah, blah, blah. And I never even say the name or anything. I just, you know.
You said that. Or some guy said that to
you. I said that.
Okay.
And, you know, this guy's like, oh, man, I'm trying to do a podcast right now, but, like, my voice just isn't good. and like, I really struggle trying to create content. Well, you
get
suck. Yeah, you suck. You will never have a podcast, you know, and it will never be anything. I have one, and it's not popular, you know, or anything, and that doesn't really even bother me, you know?
Come on, bro, you might be the world's best ditch digger, all right? You just haven't tried. Yeah, go try that. What, it's $30 an hour now to dig a ditch? So.
It just used to be such a simple equation. No talent, you don't do it.
Yeah.
Usually you don't pursue the things that you're not good at. It's not this thing. It's like, yo, listen, guys, I cannot do my 9-to-5 anymore. So I got to, first of all, become good at this thing that I'm not naturally talented at. And then secondly, I've got to harvest and accumulate content. That's just
as somebody that's not good at putting
it out. Exactly. I mean, just when I hear content creation, it's just like shoveling bullshit into a big pile and then just scooping it out instead of just naturally laying out. Like I get asked that on there. So what's your podcast about? I'm like, man, we just talk.
You know
what's it about? Everybody says it's got to be, what's about the theme? Something. What's the about?
I find the same question often when asked about Regrettable, and I say, well, we're just three white dudes sitting in a room trying to get canceled. That's how I put it.
Yeah, I mean,
and then some people are like, oh, okay, cool, I get it. You know what I mean?
But I feel it's pretty indescribable because people aren't used to that type of thing. That's what podcasting used to be like. Like, you listen to it. I mean, yeah, the theme was that you sat down with somebody, but like Joe Rogan. I mean, how could you possibly describe that podcast?
The Joe Rogan Experience. That's the best way to describe it.
That is the best way to experience it. Like,
you're right.
He could sit down with like a famous musician and never talk about music.
True.
So what's, you know, how do you, you know, it's this thing again, it's people that are just naturally talented at being able to talk. Radio show about? What do you mean? What's it about?
That's
it doesn't
true.
Have to be this thing.
And when people ask
heavily,
me that,
yeah.
I say, oh, we just kind of get on the mic and talk about whatever's there to talk about in the moment. Yeah.
Sometimes there's a prep sheet and we don't even talk about a thing on it.
You mentioned just a second ago about they just have something. The people that do. What we used to call it was the it factor. What is also referred to now, or has been referred to as larger than life. A lot of people that were deemed as entertainers back in the day, before everybody had the chance to be an entertainer,
right?
They had that it factor about them. They had something. They were larger than life. Every time they walked in the room, everybody looked there for whatever reason. Whether they were a big mouth and, you know, and flamboyant, maybe they looked crazy.
Yeah,
maybe they were Elvis Presley and you know, whatever.
Most beautiful person.
Exactly. Yeah. There was that it factor about them. They've got it, they say. They've got it. Whatever it is, they've got that it. When that's what I think I read off of what you were saying. Used to, before social media, you had to have that it factor before even anybody paid attention
to you. Yeah. Now people are trying to chase the it without knowing what the it is.
Exactly. Now people are trying to find the it factor where you had to have it back in the day before you even started. Now people are starting just like, where do I find my it factor? I'm trying to be that guy.
Forbes had an article of the top five TikTok stars from 2021. I guess measured in who made the most money on TikTok. The one, it was very different. I mean, you know, I don't even remember what the fuck, because I don't have TikTok.
I did read
the article, and I will say that the underlying theme that all five hammered home was that it's a lot of work to be famous on TikTok. I mean, they're like pretty much probably averaging 16 hours a day. You know what? I'll rather just take my 8-hour job and make.
I don't know what's that 16 hours look like.
I was going to say we can easily say we do 16 hours. I can't in the moment, but you could easily say you do a 16-hour day on your job.
I mean, I have, for sure, but not.
I guarantee you those TikTokers.
Not consistently, not day after day after day.
I don't think the ones that are super successful are doing it day after day after day.
But I think it's different. It's like this job that I have, I mean, I kind of know what I need to do every day. And a lot of folks, like if you work at McDonald's, if you're a logger in the woods, Tyler, for most people, you know what you're going to do. If you have to work a 16-hour day, you at least know what you're going to be doing those 16-hour days. You're kind of falling back on something. Not to say that TikTok stars are revolutionizing.
Right.
It's a revolution every time they come out with a video. But at some point, you are like,
at that point,
you see some of these people, they're reaching into the abyss to see what they can pull out.
That's why I feel like they never stop working, because it's always just a constant brainstorm.
Yeah.
But you can brainstorm in your pajamas and then live off the million hits that you got yesterday as well. So it's not like there's nothing big at stake. So when I think about these 16-hour workdays, really you could say any time that they're not sleeping, they're
working
with big quotations, because, you know, they're just trying to, I mean, they maybe strike gold one day and be like, oh, you know, a lot of it is probably just happenstance. Somebody on the side of the road in New York City or something could just be a TikTok, you know, star if they slip in dog shit or something.
They get one good TikTok video.
Yeah, exactly. That's that day is done.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah, but then there's tomorrow.
Exactly.
You know?
Right.
And you're hinging your livelihood on your own ability to create consumable material when I don't care who you are. You could be freaking Tom Cruise or anybody. Your average day is going to be very boring.
Yep.
All right. You're going to have to get yourself in a stupid situation. You're going to have to make more. You're going to have to lie.
Right.
You have to exaggerate. You're going to have to just be stupid to make it consumable.
Yeah. But I think it's easily, if you struck gold, then people give you that pass. Like, you could have like one funny video.
You don't think they expect
video?
Maybe more from you at that point?
I don't think so.
Depends on who you're asking. If they're a super fan already, that's all you need.
You're done.
But
it's
if
done.
You're a critic, where's the next?
Right. Which I don't think there's many critics. Again, like, if your favorite TikTokers are in your whatever feed or whatever it is, so you're scrolling and you're seeing
page or whatever,
For you, so every day you scroll that, as long as you see their face on and they're doing dance, I'm not trying to downplay it. It does sound like any type of show business or entertainment is a tough one mentally, but I don't know. Again, it's this desperate hoarding of hoping somewhere that you can just reach out and pluck some talent out.
You know? I think it goes back to the effect. I mean, Mr. Swag. They could seriously, he's got the effect. They would have been in the background, like, look at this dude trying to be funny. Look at this guy trying to be cool. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or they're like, Mr. Swag, because they're vibing with you, or whatever they say these days.
Right.
You got the effect. I think it goes back to that.
I agree. I think a lot more people have it than I give credit for. Like, a lot more people are able to create content, but like, it's
what are you willing to give up to do it?
It's true. But I scroll YouTube and it's ugly people with terrible voices talking about one thing, and because that one thing doesn't have a whole lot of content around it, they get a pass.
Sure.
Like, my number, like, I don't know. There's this one MMA YouTube that does these top tens, and it's super popular. It's like one of the most popular MMA YouTube pages there is. And the guy who reads it is horrible. He has the worst, like, diction, and his voice is terrible. But it's like, his content that he's created is just scrolling a stats list and putting him into a top 10, And it just bugs me that's it. That's all you need to be like ultra successful. I don't know.
That might just, sometimes people want to, not to bring politics into it here, but they say, oh, media is just dividing it. Well, they're only presenting a product that people are so ready to consume. And maybe the tremendous crowd of followers for all this vapid content creation is just due to the fact of emptiness of people's lives.
Absolutely. Right.
They have got nothing going on in their lives, and they're so ready, just so eager, hungry, starving for anything that can fill those empty moments of their life. And it's just it's depressing for me.
It is depressing to
think about that. Yeah. Like, I just people who would rather just watch a video of somebody else. My wife has a very good friend who does not play video games, but you know what her hobby is watching streamers play video games. And I'm just like, just play the damn video game. Like,
exactly.
What? I have never watched anyone else play a video game. Right. That Running Man Z for Daisy,
yeah,
you turn me on to him, but he's got a very nice voice.
Yeah.
And
is he English?
He is English.
I've watched him.
Yeah.
And I've become very funny. I got a better play style from him.
But that dude, I guarantee he's playing 20 hours a day.
Yes.
Right. A day exactly. To make. And I'm sorry.
Streamers is
my life is a little more important to me than to play 20 hours worth of DayZ. And it's just, my wife was listening to so many or watching so many blog casts or vlogs and podcasts
about life blogs
with people with kids and stuff, and every moment they got that phone stuck in their baby's face or whatever they're doing. You know what's more important to me than content creation is my own privacy. And I hold that so dear. That is worth that's, you couldn't give me a pile of gold for my privacy, so and I've taken one picture of, or a couple pictures of my baby right when she was born. I've not taken a picture since, you know. Right. And it's not that I don't want to take a picture. It's, man, I got a memory. Yeah. I got an imagination. I will remember what that baby smile. I'll remember all that. Oh, I don't need to document.
You'll never forget. Right.
And just like y'all listening, you don't need to document. You don't need to see anybody else documenting. Maybe you should go do it yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that was my one piece, because I had this guy asking me, can you like add me on Discord, maybe help me out with like talking or whatever. And all I said was, man, because like the only piece of advice I'll give you is you better be ready to work a 9-to-5 forever. Because that was the same guy who was like, I just, like, he's talking to his chat. He's like, come on, chat. Like, come on, interact. I don't want to be doing this 9-to-5. Like, that's how it
is. That's why you're doing this, is because you don't want to make money working.
That's 100%.
That's a bad. It's just like if you do something for the money, you're doing it wrong.
Right.
You know, like that's you want to find some happiness in your life and some like internal pleasure. You want to do you want things to go right. Is don't do it for the money. Do it for the reason from out your heart and the money. You do something right, the money will come.
Right.
Okay.
That's right.
It's just, like people just think you could just sit the phone there and just be like, come on, like
but it
can. You've watched that video where the guy just sets it up and he's just like,
come on, man, give me some more roses.
Come on, man. Oh. Yeah. Like he just had to put in redneck teeth, right?
No,
that was
he had the redneck teeth.
Oh well, that's at least
and he sounded redneck.
Yeah,
I don't know if it was teeth he put in or if they were real.
He had that at least.
He had that.
But no, I feel like I've talked about this on the podcast before, is that I have one particular guy who is a John Deere on when it comes to D125 riding lawnmower. John Deere manufactured
which
riding
is something
lawnmower.
You're completely interested in.
Yeah. I have one.
Yeah,
and I'm
exactly.
constantly hitting rocks and lead pipes and stuff in my yard. I'm constantly breaking it. And this guy is he's a whiz at them.
Yeah,
and
he knows everything.
He knows everything about them. But the only way that he can rise above the chaff of all the other D125 John Deere aficionados out there is by putting fake redneck teeth in his mouth, which also makes him incredibly hard to understand. Stand at times, but it's such a gimmick that you have people who don't have lawns.
Let alone high-rise New York
City device
apartment.
To mow them.
Yeah.
All right, yes,
to enjoy the content.
Yes, I mean he gets more views than there are John Deere lawnmowers in existence. Okay,
yeah, it's
hilarious.
To cap it off, I'm not upset at like the people that are doing better than I just, it's this cultivation of content. The whole idea just bugs me, you know, as a whole. And I'm not saying stop doing it. I mean, it's what they have to do.
It cheapens whatever you're interested in.
And just throwing it out there, the moment that you say I need to create some content today, I need to figure out how to be that, I automatically assume you have no talent.
Yeah. I mean, that needs to be your overriding goal. Is yes, you have to make more content, but you don't. But the moment that you say it to the folks that you're hoping going to consume your content, you failed.
You failed.
Exactly.
Like, we've struggled creating content, as in just like a random scrap piece of paper with a few words on it written to make sure I can look down. Like, maybe I don't have that, but we still were able to sit down and like nail the podcast without a single bit of content.
Well, I think that goes to, I mean, we are seasoned entertainers in the sense that we have been doing this a while. As a group, the three of us, we have 30 years worth of entertaining. 35 years worth of entertaining. The monks.
Yeah, all of it's coming from you.
I've got like 3 weeks.
On average. Yeah, like the bell curve is.
Yeah. Yeah. You might be setting the curve there, my friend. I'm like just clinging on to the end of the rainbow.
Yeah, all of us have about 22 years of experience on this.
1-1-20.
20.
But you did that so nicely.
Yeah. Thanks for including me.
I was going
now. Yeah.
I do want to show you this, though. So you got this guy here, and these are from TikTok.
Okay.
This is, I'm going to start this over, actually, because. Yeah.
So, I talk for a living, and I don't have as much to say as this guy.
Okay, see the tube coming out of his mouth?
Yeah.
That is a auto-tune thing. So he starts singing.
It's the hydration device.
Right.
This is IV.
No, he has to swing it out because spit goes into it. But anyway, so this guy is two channels down, and is also holding one of those tubes, but he never uses it.
Okay.
Because he doesn't know how.
Catheter?
No, no. Oh, okay. He doesn't know how. He doesn't know how because he watched the other guy, this guy, he watched him for like 30 days and was like, I can do that.
Gotcha.
And now he, so this guy gets, you know, tens of thousands of people watching him in any given moment. Yeah, he's singing. Okay. Yeah, he's talking. Oh, thanks for the roses, guys. Singing. And then this guy, he's like, he'll play like.
Is that a guy or is that a?
I think it's a guy.
It's
anyway,
questionable.
It's questionable. His this guy this per this per
non-binary them, individual.
They
yeah.
They basically just saw the other guy, thought I can do that too, and now he gets hundreds of people watching him. The other guy has tens of thousands of people watching him.
Was he just showing off the brand of jam he eats?
Putin, will you invade us?
Yeah, yeah.
Please? Like,
exactly. Hey, no. Russians are horrible on TikTok. Just the same.
I know.
But worse now. They're like from the 80s now. Russia's always 40 years behind us.
Right?
So.
That's crazy.
Terrible, man. Well, I think we've cultivated enough content for today. I think we're going to end it there. We had more stuff to talk about. We're never going to get to Russia and Ukraine, I don't think.
Yeah, just thoughts and prayers for the Ukrainian people, you know.
I saw a Facebook post that said, I don't know if y'all saw my last thoughts and prayers, but if you could get thoughts and prayers on my thoughts and prayers.
No way.
Yeah. Oh. I have it up right here.
Like to think and pray on your thoughts and prayers Ukrainian people.
It says, can you pray for my pray request?
Ah, yeah.
Okay. I'm not even joking. I'm going to pull
like
it up.
It's like Inception, man.
Yeah, yeah, that's Prayception. That's I'm going to pull it up right
can
now.
As a believer,
yeah.
Can I go ahead and say if you put thoughts and prayers on a Facebook post, I can almost guarantee that there are no thoughts or prayers going up for that.
Can't yeah, be. Yeah. God's been banned from Facebook anyway. So
God's definitely not checking his Facebook page to see if you put thoughts and prayers on there before he goes and does his thoughts and prayers.
Can I just tell everybody that y'all don't know shit about Ukraine or Russia? So
thank you.
Stop talking about it. I don't care if you're a congressman or if you're a senator or if you're just a dummy making creating content for TikTok. You know nothing about the situation over there. Right. So people stop talking about it.
Yeah.
Just let Russia invade them and let them figure it out. Okay.
That's the way it's going to have to go. I saw one guy. He's like, I sketched the Ukrainian prime minister. Or is it a president?
Yeah.
It's a president?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I sketched the Ukrainian president in support of...
Oh, yeah. Well, that's going to kill Russians.
Yeah.
For sure.
And then other ones are like, you know, in support of Ukraine, I'm giving 20% off my OnlyFans page.
Yeah. Let me just say, if you can't find Ukraine, if you can't visually picture where Ukraine is on a globe of the planet, yeah, then stop thinking about it, okay?
That's funny. I love it.
Oh, man.
Seriously.
Here, like, just to cap it off. Oh, did you have some?
Not at all.
No, just seriously. Not at all. this one here.
Thank you.
It is, dear friends and family, please keep praying for my prayer request. So are you praying for the initial Facebook prayer request?
Yeah.
I think you're just praying for the post at that point.
Yes. Oh, okay.
I could really use a few more likes.
I was going to say,
can you give me one of these?
Yeah. Can you give me a high five emoji?
That's what
a
it was.
High five emoji.
Yeah. Or I thought it was like Bruce Lee type.
Like Arkansas, we just had 3 days of national prayer for Ukraine. Okay, Arkansans can't find Ukraine on a map. I guarantee that Ukraine can't find Arkansas on a map. Just forget it, y'all. Forget
it. And
who's
got more teeth?
That's debatable.
That's a tough question.
Exactly.
That's really
debatable.
That.
Yeah. I didn't make that joke up on my own. I saw that joke and I was like, ouch.
Yeah.
That's funny because it's so true.
Yeah. Oh, man. Shout out to everybody.
Yes.
Thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers for
the Russian forces. They're having a very tough time.
Yeah, on both sides.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're not going to take any sides on this.
I'm not going to let the media divide me over the Ukraine-Russian situation.
Yeah.
Okay?
Go NATO.
I mean, Ukraine's been asking for it. Okay, that's all I'm going to say. They've been asking for it.
Russia's
asking for it. Ukraine was wearing a very short skirt.
Yeah. At the same time, Putin has been asking to just open his mouth and prove everybody that he is an idiot.
Yes.
And that's what he's doing right now, yeah. Unfortunately. Sorry, Putin.
I don't know.
Pooty Poot.
Good to see some world leader have some balls nowadays.
Yeah, but at least have enough, you know, rations for your people to be able to eat once they get there.
Well, that's why they're invading Ukraine.
He's got some balls, but they're shriveled by the radioactive.
What was the post I saw?
For some reason, I think all of Russia is radioactive.
Absolutely. Chernobyl, right?
Ukraine? But that's in Ukraine.
I just love somebody asked me the other day, like, well, I just don't know anything about this Ukraine-Russia thing. I've just been watching the news on RT. Okay. Okay.
Wait a minute. What is RT again?
Yeah, let's stop watching news from Russian state-owned propaganda. Yeah, yeah. Well, it's Russia Today no longer, at least not in America. They will be canceling and laying off all their staff permanently. Uh-oh. Okay, finally. The best thing to happen in America since, what, I don't know, ever, I guess.
Russia Today.
Yeah.
America Yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
Oh, man. They just got iPhones.
Yeah. Hey, if you acronym it, everybody loves it.
Yeah, that's right.
RT today.
All right, we're going to end it there. Shout out Mountain Fork Brewery, Hochatown Distilling Company, and everybody over at the Speakeasy. We'll do it one day. We'll figure it out. But we're going to kick it on because I got to record a weather real quick.
And Laura, shout out to Laura.
Shout out to Laura Lilly.
By the time you're listening to this, the weather will be outdated and obsolete.
Yes, it will be. All right. Well, catch y'all next week. Regrettable.
Peace.
Bye.